You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Max Johnston. Good afternoon. After 13 seasons in Traverse City, the Beach Bums are done. Warfel Park has been sold to new owners, and next year a completely new team will play in a different league. Dan Wanshura has been covering this story, and he joins me now in the studio. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Max.
So I want to start off. There was a press conference at Warfel Park today. Can you tell me what was announced?
Yeah, you said it, Max. Warfel Park has been sold. The Beach Bums aren't going to be around next year. Joe Chamberlain is the CEO of the new team, and he's also the CEO of the West Michigan Whitecaps, which is a minor league team for the Detroit Tigers.
As of last week, Wednesday, Traverse City Baseball LLC, a collection of community-minded investors from West Michigan and Traverse City, led by the Whitecaps organization, has purchased the Traverse City Beach Bums and this beautiful ballpark that we're standing in here today, Warfel Park.
Max, the new team will be a part of the Northwoods League, and that's a different league than the Beach Bums were a part of. It's a summer collegiate league throughout the Midwest.
And tell me a little bit about this Northwoods League and sort of the differences between that and the league the Beach Bums were a part of.
Yeah, so just some background information on this league. There's going to be 22 teams competing throughout the Midwest area next year. It's a wood bat league that features top college players from all over the country. Players aren't paid. The season is 72 games. Half of those are at home. And this is really an up-and-coming league, is the kind of the picture that was painted today. There's been 207 major leaguers that have come through the league. Listeners might recognize the name Max Scherzer, Curtis Granderson, Jordan Zimmerman. These are all major leaguers that have come through this Northwoods League. Dick Radich is the founder of the Northwoods League. And he doesn't mince words when comparing his league to, say, the Frontier League, which is what the Beach Bums were a part of.
So the brand of baseball out here, why I know there's a lot of speculation between the independent pro baseball, which I fondly call the has-beens and wannabes. You will now be experiencing the up-and-comers as they come to Northern Michigan. You will see what future Major League Baseball is going to look like.
So if I'm going to a game, can you tell me about how the stadium experience may be different now with this new ownership?
Yeah, they talk a lot about the whole park experience and how they want to make that better in terms of entertainment in between innings, food and drink offerings, just that whole stadium experience. So when you go into a ball game, you're getting much more than baseball. Gary Hoover is the president of the Northwoods League. And he said the team in Kalamazoo, the Kalamazoo Growlers, they got really creative with one of their food offerings.
Years ago, our Kalamazoo affiliate presented the Twinkie Dog and got on Good Morning America. The Growlers invented the Growler Burger. It was a bear claw cut in half with a burger, macaroni and cheese, and some barbecued pork on it. And, you know, pretty good. It's ballpark food. But, you know, those kinds of things, people go into the ballpark, they don't expect that. You know, that kind of creativity, that kind of attention to detail, I expect that that will certainly be the case in Traverse City.
So it sounds like there will just be more stuff for me as a visitor at the stadium. Is that right?
Yeah, there's going to be lots of things to keep your attention span, especially if you're not a diehard baseball fan.
You know, we laugh and we love when we hear fans leaving a ballpark saying, not sure who won, but we had a great time.
So, Dan, let's talk about attendance. Now, it has been down in the past few years for the Beach Bums. Can you tell me why that is?
Yeah, it's been steadily declining, Max, for about the past 8 seasons. To give you an idea of just how much, John Warfel, the previous owner, told me that the stadium can accommodate around 6,000 for a baseball game. And the 2018 season's average attendance was just over 2,000 a game. So that's roughly a little over one-third of the stadium filled on a consistent basis. And John Warfel says it all comes down to experience. He doesn't have the type of marketing and promotional experience that it would take to consistently bring people to the ballpark, even for non-baseball-related events. He mentioned a time when they wanted to bring ZZ Top out to the ballpark, but it just became too complicated.
And they have a 40-page rider, you know, of we need a vegan chef here, and he's got to cook only these two things. And we were scared to death of all of these things because we didn't understand it.
So do you think this new ownership and this new team, I suppose, will change that?
From what it sounds like, yes, they believe that they can do it with, you know, just all the variety of offerings they're going to have, but also making the ballpark a place to be throughout the year, not just during baseball season. And John Werfel agrees with that.
They're going to get very involved with the whole community and a lot of people, where Leslie and I, like I said, we would get here, I would at 7 in the morning, go home at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I went home. And then I came back at 7 o'clock and went home at 2 o'clock because I do so much of the physical hands-on work. I didn't have time to go anywhere or deal with anybody or do anything. They're going to have a whole different type setup, and you'll see them do a lot better than us.
And finally, what is this new team going to be called?
That is to be determined. Joe Chamberlain, the CEO of the new club, announced today that they're going to have a contest open to the public. So anyone with an idea for a team name can submit it, and that will be taken into consideration for this new baseball team in Traverse City.
All right, Dan, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Yeah, thank you, Max.
You are listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Max Johnston.